Hollywood Nights, Hollywood Days. Let's talk Hollywood with Patrick McDonald.
Wendy, as you know, Patrick McDonald is film critic at HollywoodChicago.com. He's also the chief tour guide over at Chicago Film Tour. You want to visit ChicagoFilmTour.com or give them a call at 312-593-4455. Patrick, how are you?
Very good.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for that nice plug.
You're very welcome. All right. First of all, this movie, It, comes out finally.
Yes.
The remake of Stephen King's It.
Did you see it yet, Bill?
Well, I still haven't. Have you?
No. Almost went.
Have you either read the book?
Yeah, I read the book.
Okay.
I saw the TV version and totally loved that.
Okay, cool.
But now this movie comes along and everybody goes, well, this can't miss. People love to hate clowns, and this is a killer clown who doesn't do well with kids. And it just cleans up at the box office.
Yes, I think it was marketed perfectly, you know. And again, we were talking earlier about the Labor Day weekend, how they presume that nobody goes in the movies. So here it is, the first movie out of the gate after Labor Day, right in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. It is the biggest grossing Stephen King film of all time. In, what, 5 days?
Is it? Wait. So it broke the all-time record, even like The Shining.
Even Green Mile. The Green Mile was the record holder at $136 million at the box office, and now It has surpassed it. It broke records for a Monday and a Tuesday. So it's been breaking, you know, those weekday gross records all along. So
think about it, though. They put the little teaser out, what, like a year ago?
I mean,
it really has been nothing but hyped.
Well, it benefits from, of course, so many people having read the novel, the miniseries, as you just said, you know, so they could piggyback on that stuff.
And
easily.
The aspect that we now in society accept the fact that we all don't like clowns. Like, there was a time when we all pretended, yeah, clowns are fun, but those days are gone. We all know we don't like clowns.
Do clowns like other clowns?
Of course, clowns like other clowns.
Yeah?
They have to get in that big that car together, you know. You
Volkswagen. All right, now.
Hey, R.I.P. Bob Bell. By the way,
two eerie things have happened as a side note to It. Number one, as it was being released, people were taking it upon themselves to get one single red balloon and just put it on sewer grates all over the country. That's kind of eerie.
Our projectionist did that screening on Sunday.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Steve Krause.
So then, also in England, they have an incident where people are showing up dressed as Pennywise the Clown, just sitting by themselves in empty movie theaters, so that when you walk into the theater, you see a guy.
I love it. I
immediately turn around after I experienced that. But yes,
I'd go introduce myself.
Hello. All right. Now, they've already announced, because this movie has done so well, no surprise, there's going to be a sequel. But Stephen King didn't write a sequel to It. So will he write it or will somebody else write it?
It'll be interesting to see. I think he will be involved in it. Absolutely. What it will, what we're presupposing is that the Losers Club will grow up to be adults. And there'll be they're going to use the characters. This is all speculation.
But that happened a little bit in the miniseries too. A little bit, right?
Okay, I didn't see it. Did they go to the adult?
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it. I'm not a horror.
Patrick, go watch it. And we'll wait here.
I like Tim Curry, so I probably will.
He was fantastic. Yeah. Although I've heard from people who have seen the movie, and I'm anxious to hear your take on it, that it was great and everything, but it wasn't that scary. It was more funny.
It was sort of like Stand By Me with some jump scares.
Yeah.
You know, I liked it because I saw the symbolism. You know, I saw the child to, you know, we're trying to get rid of our childhood fears in our teenage years.
Yeah.
And that's when, that transition, there's all that awkwardness. You know, as you've witnessed in the past, 6 years?
teenage boys. Uh-huh.
I'm still going through that phase. So.
And Bill.
And me.
I don't know which one you meant.
There you go. Well, yeah, exactly.
I like that so many people are comparing the relationship the kids have to, what's the TV show we like?
Stranger Things.
People, they don't realize that Stranger Things, that those kids are kind of a copy of of stories like this, not the other way around.
Now, did you hear about the controversy about the book versus the film? I'm sure
about
they didn't
the group sex scene?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
In the book, there is one of the most awkward, weird scenes. I know it sounds like it's one of those things where you go, you're making this up, but I'm not. In the book, there's a whole chapter I can't go into great detail because it's very eerie and weird.
There was group sex going on.
The Losers Club get together in a carnal way.
Yeah.
To put
Well, good for them. They figured out how to make it work for them.
I like you, Wendy.
It really, like, in a story that makes you uncomfortable all throughout, that was the chapter. I remember as I'm reading it, I'm like, I'm surprised an editor didn't say to Stephen King, well, I don't know if it needs this.
But, you know, King is untouchable.
Right.
Can I just tell you, and this is terrible, now I want to read the book.
There you go.
You sold it. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's funny because King himself said, of all the horror in the book, and there's a lot of it, you know, almost abusing these childhood figures, that's what people keep coming back to.
But
it tells you a lot about our society.
But you know why, right?
Well, yeah.
It's very uncomfortable to have kids engaged in this. Like, I remember as I'm reading it, I'm like, I'm
really...
It wasn't
uncomfortable for me. No,
it wasn't?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
All right, so now... All right, so it did really well. There's going to be a sequel. What else? Will there be copycat films? Will other companies go,
we'll go into the origins of each of the characters? Yes.
Yeah.
Just like... The Marvel Universe.
Listeners are saying the book jumps back and forth between kids and adults. The movie is only the kids' part. Part two will be the adults. Another listener says, good. Movie just the first half of the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't comment. But in the miniseries, they do just that. You see the adults, then they become kids. I mean, it does. It bounces back and forth.
So now they're speculating on who's going to be the losers
as adults. Yeah.
Already.
And what actor wouldn't want a part in this? If the first one did this well, the second one will do just as well.
Exactly.
So, all right, good.
Who's the clown?
The band will play on.
Who's Pennywise?
Bill Sarsgaard.
Oh.
Yeah. Sarsgaard. Yeah, and he's amazing. I mean, he created something that is unforgettable. That's the beauty of it.
Several people have mentioned, and I have not seen it, so I don't know, that he has a very peculiar smile in this, and that makes it even eerier.
Which he developed himself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was really on board with this and created something that makes the movie work a lot more.
Where do people know Bill Sarsgaard from?
I'd have to look up his IMDb.
I will look. He's a Swedish actor, and I have to tell you, he has big eyes, and he looks like a young Tim Curry, kind of.
He kind of does.
He really resembles him very much.
Yeah.
His filmography. I know he's done something
Actor known for Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
No Small Parts. Mm. I don't know any of this stuff, to be honest with you.
Well, Atomic Blonde came out this summer, so.
So he's having a good year.
He's having a good year.
Bill Sarsgaard's having a good year. All right, some Star Wars news.
Star Wars news. Beep, 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 beep. Of course, they
Floyd Calbert just called and said for you to stop it.
Jeez, Bill.
Bob Bell and Floyd Calbert, R.I.P. Jeez. J.J. Abrams will be taking over episode 9. Yes!
Didn't he do the last one that came out?
Yeah, he did The Force Awakens. And they have Rian Johnson doing the one that's coming out in December. Mm-hmm. And the final chapter of this trilogy will be directed by J.J.
Written and directed or just directed?
I think just directed. They're still working on that script, man. And I think that was part of the problem with Colin Trevorrow. He just simply was bringing in ideas that they didn't like.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting phenomena in Hollywood. You know, they take a risk on a young director, in this case Colin Trevorrow, to do Jurassic World. It blows up. $632 million. That's what talks. So they thought, okay, let's bring him in for that third of the trilogy.
Yeah.
Now, he did an odd movie called The Book of Henry, which I think we talked about on this show, which I liked. It was very offbeat, very off-center. Safety Not Guaranteed is another one of his films. Very offbeat, very off-center. I was interested to see what he was going to do with the Star Wars trilogy. Well, the Lucasfilm people, especially Kathleen Kennedy, who is the ruler of the roost there, said, nah. She's already fired another.
She wanted something more conventional, more along the lines
of what
they've
done. You'd think there'd be a certain type of person who gets to do a Star Wars movie, and J.J. Abrams seems perfect.
Yes.
Richie Cunningham, I'm still Ron Howard. I can't wait to see what he does with it.
Is there for stability, basically.
I can't wait to see what he does with it.
It'll be interesting.
Almost every movie he's ever done, I've enjoyed. So I'm looking forward
to
seeing
it. And rumor has it that Clint Howard will be in it.
Yes. Will he be in it?
Yes, because he's got to keep
nice
with tradition.
Good.
As he's done in the past. Patrick McDonald is here. He's the film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. You can follow him on Twitter at UberCritic. He's the chief guide for ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Facebook didn't want me to be overcraked. Did you see that controversy?
No, please.
Can I just finish this real quick? Bill Skarsgård is Loki in the History Channel's Vikings.
That's what somebody wanted to point out.
Oh, all right.
Just to finish that up.
Very
too.
Good. I'm a History Channel fan.
We'll find out more about what movies are coming out this weekend next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill Laffin, it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Patrick McDonald from, well, a couple of places. You can find him over at ChicagoFilmTour.com. He's also the film critic at HollywoodChicago.com. We here in the studio were trying to figure out the timeline of when clowns started becoming creepy, both in real life and in media.
Yes.
I said there was an episode of One Step Beyond. This was an anthology horror series in the 50s. Much like Twilight Zone or The Outer Limits.
It was the 50s?
The 50s,
Was it black and white?
Yeah.
No.
I do remember
they
this.
They did a show with a clown called Pippo. Wendy, it's not fair for me because it's radio, but I found... all right, that's a picture of him, of Pippo the clown. That's the scariest thing you've ever seen, isn't it?
Yeah. It looks like Piper Laurie on a bad day.
Yeah.
It really kind of resembles Piper Laurie. I'm sorry.
That's why they named the clown Pippo, because it looked like Piper Laurie. All right. Oh, really quick. Also,
yes.
Stephen King, I'm guessing, is thrilled with what he's seeing with It.
Yes.
He has very strange likings and dislikings of the movie versions of his
books. His obsession over the years has been the Stanley Kubrick's adaptation of The Shining, because Kubrick made it psychological, and the book, it's supernatural.
Right.
And he said, you know, as many authors complain, you know, it's a great movie, but it's not my book. And he set out to make that miniseries years later as a counterpoint to Kubrick's version.
Right.
Which borrowed some things from the Kubrick movie. I don't know. What are you doing?
But here's the weird thing about that is both Stephen King and Kubrick, Stanley Kubrick, agreed that the book was more about alcoholism than anything else. They were in agreement about that.
Right.
But they still were in disagreement over which direction the movie should be in.
Well, you know.
And the movie's great.
Well, it's a classic.
It is.
It's a classic piece of horror, psychological, which is the best horror films are the psychological ones.
Yeah.
Go back to Psycho. It's all psychological.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, right? I mean, anybody could love a horror movie if it's a good movie.
Uh-huh.
People generally don't like horror movies because you go in and see a bad one. You're like, I'm not going to that anymore. I don't need that in my life.
You have to care. I always thought you had to care about the characters that were in peril. So many of the movies, people get sliced up and diced up, and you go, I don't care about that guy anyway. So I'm not missing anything. That's a good point. You need to care about him. All right. This week, a couple of movies. The most interesting one to me looks like Mother, the Jennifer Lawrence movie. What
amazing.
Can you tell us?
It's just, it's crazy. It is. There's a quote from Fellini, and I'm just paraphrasing it. You don't have to understand the movie as long as it moves you. And this is a very moving film in many, 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 many ways. 4.5 out of 5, I'm giving it. It's visual. It's stark. It's a stunning piece of religious science fiction that presupposes both reality and the afterlife. That's all I can say to describe
it. You got me on that.
On the surface, though, it's about uninvited guests arriving at a couple's tranquil country home retreat. The couple played by Javier Bardem and Ms. J. Law, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. I like both of those people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing in the film. Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer as the uninvited guests.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
great cast.
How about Michelle Pfeiffer? You know, I haven't seen her a lot lately, or she's doing like smaller
characters.
But
you'd like to.
Hello.
She looks gorgeous.
She has a bra scene. Oh, Tom Sand.
Bra scene. Boy, you're getting old.
You know we're on the radio, right?
Well, it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
All right. All right.
I am old.
All right. So give us just a brief, don't give anything away, please.
I can't.
But it's uninvited guests. That's all you need to know.
Yes, and you know, it's a must-see for fans of cinematic visual art.
Right.
The art of cinema is and how it's communicated to people is absolutely done the best when it's a writer-director and an auteur, as they call
it. And the writer-director here is?
Darren Aronofsky.
Her boyfriend in real life, Jennifer Lawrence's boyfriend.
Ah.
Did you know that?
He's gone through a lot.
Can I tell you how much
after
I love
Rachel
her?
Weiss,
I just absolutely love
her. Yeah, she's solid.
Her.
She's always good.
She's amazing.
But as good as she always is, Darren Aronofsky runs very hot and cold, doesn't he?
Well, I think people have opinions about that. Requiem for a Dream is one of his. Black Swan.
Black Swan, yeah. Did you ever see that one?
No, but I've heard about it.
Save Your Nickel.
Oh,
really?
Please.
A lot of the moms in the neighborhood got together to watch that.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I really liked
it.
Oh.
No.
I guess I'm a big dancer
no,
guy.
No, more.
Because I liked Leap. I like the red shoes.
No, but lots of leotards.
Hello.
Yeah. I don't know what it was about that movie, but every once in a while, a movie will come along that most people like, and I'll just sit there going, wait, what?
Birdman.
Same kind of thing.
Wrestler? Did you like The Wrestler?
Love The Wrestler.
Yes.
Is that with, what's his name?
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. I never saw that. That's good.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's
good.
A great one. Yeah,
really good.
Really, that's a good one to rent.
All right.
It's not
so
long.
So Darren Aronofsky, for me, two out of every three of his are really good, and the third one is awful.
Can you
so
name?
I'm hoping this one.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm hoping this is one of the two out of the three.
All I can say is that there's not. It's open to interpretation. This movie is open to a blessed interpretation that you want to realize. And mine was about the religious thing because, you know, as a recovering Catholic, you always go there.
Isn't it nice though when filmmakers will do that? Will say some of the storyline is up to you. You
right.
have to kind of. I like that.
Yes. Yes, and it's a far superior film to like American Assassin, which is just
that also
on the
comes
surface.
Out Friday.
That's for me 3 out of 5. I always like Michael Keaton, but this is the violent America First kind of thing that we've seen before.
Yeah,
you know, but yet people want to go to something like that. They want to find the heroes in that,
right?
And but I'm saying go to Mother and understand the hero inside yourself.
Oh,
how about that?
That's very nice.
I go to a movie this weekend. You've changed me. You really have.
What it's
crazy.
Michael Keaton and who else? It's a young guy whose name I've heard of, but I'm
yes,
not familiar with his work.
His name is Dylan O'Brien.
What has he done in the past?
Oh shoot, I had that in parentheses in my other notes.
Don't worry.
All right.
So it's Michael Keaton teaching him the ropes, or what is it?
Yes, he did Teen Wolf. That was his big breakout, Dylan O'Brien. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which was a big series, like the adaptation.
Oh, right.
The,
Michael Keaton, or Michael J. Fox.
Yes,
the
I
Maze
was
Runner,
say Michael Keaton
he was
too.
In. Or
yes,
Webby
The Maze Runner was his big breakout, yeah.
And he was in a short called Charlie Brown, Blackhead's Revenge, so
you
should
go.
Like him, Bill.
I'd love to see that.
Dylan O'Brien, yes.
New Girl.
So it's overly violent and very simple geopolitical assertions, but it's entertaining. You know, it's entertaining on that level where you're just like, you know, this is mindless stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the Hitman's Bodyguard, I see this violence and the use of guns, and I'm just like, oh, you know, we see this every day. You know,
right.
We don't even report on it anymore. Plano, Texas had a mass shooting, but because it wasn't involving the undesirables, it's not even reported on. 8 people.
One other quick thing. I saw a trailer last night for a movie that won't be out until Christmas time with Matt Damon.
Yes.
Where, I don't know if you know the storyline or not, because of the overcrowding of the planet, they decide that their best move is to take people, regular-sized people, and shrink them down to like 1-inch size. And the whole movie is about that, is what would happen if the Earth decided that's our best bet so that we'd have plenty of space.
Are they sending him to Mars again?
No, they're not sending him to Mars. And there's no bra scene, so I don't know if you're going to see this movie, Patrick. But it looks
all
fantastic.
My obsessions later.
All I know is Matt Damon shrunk down to 1-inch size. That's all I know.
I'd like to shrink Keanu Reeves down to that size and just keep him in my pocket.
Now, they will use this as evidence against you should you ever do this.
This movie segment has gone south.
Patrick, thank you very much. It's Patrick McDonald, everybody. Visit his website, HollywoodChicago.com. Follow him on Twitter, @UberCritic,
yes.
Or go see his Chicago Film Tours at
Please.
ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Thank you.
Still running. Thanks, Patrick.
Blessings.
Quick break, and then we'll find out what's coming up next. And the news. Don't forget, Bill and Wendy, WGN.